Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to encourage you, you know, Steve and I had a chance to talk a little bit about this book. It's called Life on the Edge. It's written by Dr. James Dobson, A Focus on the Family. And this is a new special edition, Steve, because actually my mom, I want to give a special shout out to my mom today. She gave me this book when I was in college. And like every good mother who's contending for their child, please read, you know, get this in you. And she gave me this book, and it really helped me tremendously. I wasn't too much into reading back then, but I made it through this book. And what James Dobson writes in it, Steve, it's really, I mean, just awesome. He talks about the most important decade of anyone's life. And so you think, well, is it my 30s, my 20s, you know, is it my 40s? You know, what's the most important decade? And he mentions in the book that the most important decade of your life is from age 16 to 26.
Wow.
And I thought that was so interesting. And the reason behind it is because, you know, those are your most formative years. It's the time where you're growing up, but it's also the time where you're going to be making some serious decisions in your life, decisions in terms of education, decision in terms of careers, decisions economically, decisions involving maybe a future spouse, relationships, and how you choose during this period of your life, whether you choose in a good way or whether you choose in a bad way, will affect you for the rest of your life.
Yes, they will.
And so, listen, you want to get some wisdom. You want to get some wisdom. You want to choose correctly. And I highly recommend that you get this into the hands of a graduate, of a young person. Really, anybody should read this book. I think it's great, great wisdom. But some of the things that Dr. Dobson says, that it's very easy to get off trail into the ditch in the morning of our lives. He says, no one travels down the river of life without encountering turbulence. And so it's important to be able to begin to investigate what are the things that are important. What are my values? How to discover those things. And you know, so many people's lives have been shipwrecked at an early age just because they didn't apply wisdom. They didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. And guess what? Mm-hmm. It turned out to be a big deal. And you don't want to casually go through life, but you want to go through life with intention. You want to go through life with purpose. You just don't want to be voyeuristic. It's not virtual reality. This is for real, you know? And you want to choose the right way.
One of the things that has always encouraged me, as you're saying about that, is, you know, we said, when you look in the book of Proverbs, it says, of all things, get wisdom, get understanding.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's like people think that, you know, it's only going to come, you know, it's like someone who's graduating high school, they've gone through all the testings and everything. And it's just like, imagine.
No, they've just begun.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. It's just like, you think you're done. It's just like, we're just beginning that journey of when we can grow our most. Because when I look back on that time of my life, I made many mistakes.
No.
And it's just like, oh yes.
You?
Not enough time right now. But it's just like, that is those moments when we're able to learn the most. So if there's someone who's lived through that, who has gone through that, those testings in their life, and they're saying these are those most important years, it's like, how different would we be able to live that decade and know the fact that, okay, this is going to ripple effect to my 50s.
Absolutely.
The rest of my life.
Absolutely. Listen, you can borrow the experience.
Yes.
It's better to borrow it than to have to buy them. You know, there's certain experiences in life that you will have to buy all by yourself. Believe me, you will have to. No one can help you with that. But there are so many other experiences that you can borrow from others. You can learn from their mistakes. You can learn from their victories. And you can apply this wisdom and move more rapidly. And so, again, you know, I think about Lauren. I think about a lot of the graduates right now and what they're getting ready to face. And, you know, the world has a depiction of what they think success is and what they think it should be. And you need to, you know, settle this in your heart, whether you just graduated or you're 80 years old, right? You need to determine in your heart, what is success? You know, you need to seek God about that.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely not what the world paints it out to be. Today, the world measures success in money. Today, the world measures success in possessions and things. Grown adults, believe it or not, grown adults still talk about the cars they drive, the houses they build. Like, it doesn't matter.
At some point, we got to get past material wealth.
Yeah. It's not about the toys and the things and the achievements, mm-hmm. even the trips, right? At the end of the day, what is your life going to count? What is success? And I tell you, for the believer, for the Christian, success is living the God life, you know? It's to do the things that please the Father. That's the epitome of enjoying life. You want to know the highest pinnacle, the epic moment of life is when you realize that, one, you're not here on earth by accident, mm-hmm. that you are part of God's plan. Two, that God, the creator and the manager of the universe, has a plan for you, perfectly designed for you, and it's good plans in store. And three, that your life, that the small amount of time that we're here on earth, that you can actually bring pleasure and joy to God by living for him. And get this, God invites you into his plans and partners with you. I mean, talk about living the good life, the exciting life. The good life begins all with the God life. And I want to encourage you, whether you've graduated this week, last month, this year, or you've graduated 30, 40 years ago. Listen, the best life you can have is by choosing right now. If you don't like the way it's been going, you can look back and say, you know what? I can change.
Today's the first day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Make a change.
You can change. You can cry out to God and say, God, I don't even know what that was, mm-hmm. but I know I don't want that in my life anymore. And that I can make a change. I can make a turn for you, and I can begin to experiencing the good life in God. And I can start beginning to do the things that bring pleasure to your heart and you know, blessing to the world. Whether, you know, you just graduated, you know, last week or, you know,
30 years ago,
that it's never too late to seize the dream, right? Yeah. It's never too late to live for the purposes of God. It's never too late to make a change. And you can do that. I mean, you can honestly do that. Because I think sometimes people think, you know, I made a mistake and, you know, this is going to be my lot in life, yeah. you know, and I'll just, you know, just bear it. And a lot of times people want to live voyeuristically through the next generation. You know, I miss my opportunity, but they'll live it through their children or their grandchildren. And you know what? If you're still here on this earth, you got a life to live, you yeah. know, and you can live it to the fullest. So we don't have time to be, you know, getting
focusing
stuck in
past.
Yesterday. Yeah.
yeah. I was always encouraged when I was actually in that same moment of just all the mistakes I had made. We won't get into those details, but it's just like somebody once said to me.
Can we get into at least one? No. Okay.
Not really.
All right. Go ahead.
But somebody once said to me too, it's just like when you're driving your car, your rearview mirror is so much smaller than the windshield because you're focused forward. It's just like
you don't
live your life focusing on the rearview mirror. And it's just like it's behind you. Move past it. And it's just like we don't have to live in regards to all the regrets of what was done yesterday or the fears of what's coming tomorrow. It's just like embrace today. I love that statement. As you're saying, you know, the lifetime of an opportunity must be seized within the, you know, the length of that opportunity. I'm missing up a little bit. But it changes the perspective. It's like, this is the only life that we get. And if we truly understand how fragile life is and how quick it can be over, it's like, I don't want to waste my life just dwelling in the mistakes of what was done yesterday. I want to just live life to the fullest in Christ now.
Amen. Listen, this is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, today's the day. And Paul says, listen, I forget those things that are behind me, and I press towards what's ahead, you know, for what Jesus did for me. And listen, God paid the ultimate price. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for you. And he said that I've come that you may have life and have it to the fullest. Listen, we live the fullest when we're living and giving it all for Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.